I have a vision. This is Dr. Herbert O. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. I have a vision. You say, wow, this should be interesting. What kind of a vision do you have, Herb? Is this a big vision or a little vision or a middle vision? What kind do you have? Well, it's just a simple vision. But I have a vision. We all do, you know, from time to time. We have big visions and little visions. Well, I have a vision. I built a beautiful window, garden window, in my house. And the garden window is about 4 feet wide and maybe about almost a foot deep. And it's really quite nice. It's again about 4 feet high. And it has a lower shelf and a middle shelf. And then it has a upper window that opens up if I want to let fresh air in on my plants. And I don't find that necessary, but it's there if I want to. And on each shelf I have about 4 plants setting. That's what it allows. And they're quite nice. And I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I have 8 different styles of pots. And some pots have holes in the bottom and some don't. Some pots are large and some are medium and some are small. But they're all quite lovely. And I have, what do I have there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 orchids. Now that's quite lovely. There are these beautiful stalk orchids that stand up on their stalks so beautifully, and sometimes they will bloom for months. And then all of a sudden, they're not blooming at all. The green leaves are there, and the crawlers are there, but they're not blooming. And then when you think that, will they ever bloom, pop, up they pop again, and gloriously, beautifully, wonderfully. Well, outside on my patio, I have a little shelf. And I built this shelf to have some flower pots sitting on it. It makes it kind of nice. And we have tried various flower pots arrangements, and the wind blows them down, or they are not just perfect. Well, then Ellen bought a couple of trays, you might say window boxes, and the window boxes are quite nice. They have, they're about 23 inches long, about 5-6 inches wide, and maybe about the same in height. And they're made out of an ordinary orange-colored plastic that looks like the ceramic bowls that plants are oftentimes put into. And it's very adequate. And then down below it is a tray to receive the excess water when you water the plant, so it can go down into that tray. It's not very deep, it could be a little deeper, but it's okay. So there's two of them. And then there's a big circular one between the two on my shelf. And actually, every time I look at them, I think to myself, how nice, how easy it is to function with them. How nice it is to change the flowers that are in it when necessary or whatever. And inside, I have my plants. I thought, what a nice idea to put a special type of flower box in my special flower window. Now, I measured it and I figured 23 inches on each side of the center would make for 4 beautiful window boxes. And if I had them just ordinary window boxes, like out in the porch, but maybe not quite so high, I could put my plants in there that I have now and add other material to it to make it all fresh and nice and build it up into a beautiful little window box garden that would be lovely to look at and lovely to water and lovely to care for. Now that's my vision. That's my vision. But I made a mistake in telling my vision to others. It's my house. It's my window box. It's my garden window. It's my choice. And yet I told others about it. And I asked others to assist me by picking up the boxes when they went in town. Never ask someone else to do something which is your vision. Well, so many comments were how I should do it and how I shouldn't do it, and how it looks nice is just the way it is, and if I put window boxes there, it won't look as nice, and then it would look so cheesy because the window boxes are inexpensively made. And so Sylvia went in town, and I asked her to stop by Home Depot and pick up four of them. Well, I said, I want 23 inches long and about 4 inches high and maybe about 5 inches deep. And really nice. Well, Sylvia went in town to Home Depot, and she found the under trays and bought two of them. And then she found two ceramic pots, which were about 18 inches by 7 inches or 6 inches high and maybe about 5 inches across. Well, they don't quite do it. They don't quite make it. They probably would if I would let them. They'd probably be more than adequate. But somehow, my vision isn't fulfilled. I have the vision of these low running window boxes, four of them, across my beautiful window garden here area, and having lovely flowers that I would plant in them so beautifully and put some Miracle-Gro with it to make it even more abundant and more fantastic. Now, Sylvia did her very best. She bought what she understood was what I wanted, but she wasn't inside of my mind. She wasn't inside of my thought. She wasn't inside of my vision for myself. And of course, I obviously didn't explain well what I wanted, and so I didn't get it. You have to sort of carry your vision by yourself and go into the various garden shops, and go into the Home Depot garden shop and the Target dark garden shop and the Walmart garden shop and every other garden shop that exists. Even Sears has a garden shop. And so, as you go into these places, you look around and see what they have. And lo and behold, you find they have things that you hadn't even dreamed about. Ooh, that would look even better than what I planned. It fulfills it more completely. It is just glorious. And you think to yourself, wow, how great that would be. Now, the way to carry out your vision is to go and carry it out yourself. To go and look around at what's available and see what fits in with what your dream is. Now, your dream is the architect's plan. Now, as the architect is building your house, and he finds out that there is a company that bought too much brick, not brick siding, but stone siding for some buildings they were building, and they had this excess stone siding, which was at quite a discount if you wanted to use it. Well, the architect thought, this building would look even better with a stone siding, and it would be cheaper to put the stone siding on because the other siding I had planned at full price was not even as nice as the stone siding. So the architect switched. Now, if the architect tells people what he has done, and then he switched because he bought the more expensive siding at a discount, they would always say, he got more expensive siding at a discount. Instead of looking at the beautiful siding that he got and putting it up and saying, wow, what a glorious structure. Ooh, that stone siding just sets it off in such a lovely way. You just, wow, it is beautiful. Whatever gave you the idea to do that? That's just the way architects are. And let it go at that. Don't say, I got it at a discount, or I went to a discount store and got it, or I did this, I did that. That belittles you and your genius, and it belittles the end result that people see. People look at beauty and they see beauty because they see beauty, not because they see the discount with which you bought it, not because they see how you made a good buy, not because they see that you changed your mind from one thing to another merely because of availability. Now, you didn't really do that. You changed your mind because you saw that material was really glorious. When you're buying something and you're seeing 10 different grades of material, and you look at the 10 different grades of material for, say, the covering of your home, and you look at sheets of aluminum, you look at sheets of wood, you look at sheets of copper, you look at sheets of pre-formed stone, you look at sheets of other things, and then you look at original stone work, piece by piece, put in place. You look at brickwork, you look at all sorts of possibilities. Now, all of these things you look at. You don't judge them and say they're good or bad. You just look at them and you say, how would they look on my finished structure? And then when you have the vision, then you go for it. And they say, how did you ever come up with that vision? Well, I just looked at what I knew were the possibilities. I looked at what I knew was available. I looked at what I knew I could have and wanted. And I made the choice. And I made the choice and got the very best. It might have been the cheapest, but I got the very best. I don't tell you that it's the cheapest. I got the very best. I got the very best for the job that I want done. And everyone looks at what you've done and they say, my, you are certainly wonderful. You carry through your vision so beautifully. Yes, I do. I carry them through because I tell nobody about them except me. I tell nobody what I plan to do except me. And because I tell nobody, I don't have to answer to anybody in the process of making decisions about it. I just do it. And as I just do it, wow-wee, do wonderful things happen. Do wonderful experiences take place in my life. I have a vision. And that vision has to take care of itself. I have a vision and I think, I have 20 items here lying out on my footstool, and I want to go through them. But I don't want to take the time to go through them right now, but I do want them to be available for me to go through when I want them. So I visualize, what shall I do with them? And I think to myself, oh, I know. I'll put them over on the counter over here. And then when I put them on the counter, I think, I have a couple of empty plastic boxes in my cabinet here. I will take them out and put the stuff in there. And then when I'm ready to look at it, it's right there, all handy and nice, all convenient, and it doesn't look like everything is in disarray in my home. We all have the opportunity to have visions. We all have the opportunity to have illumination. We all have the opportunity to see things done even before they're done. And when we take that opportunity, when we take that opportunity and follow through on it, we see that, boom, 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 it's done in a flash. And we hadn't even realized it was going to be so simple. A lot of times I have a number of magazines sitting on my coffee table next to my chair here, and I want to read them when I have a few moments. But I have so many other projects that are just more exciting than reading the magazines. And by the time I get around to reading the magazines, they're outdated. So I flash through the magazines and pick out the salient articles that have material that I want to read, and I read many conclusions. And when I'm done, out she goes, out she goes, out she goes. And next thing you know, I've got my coffee table all cleared off of all of this reading material that I was going to do that was going to take so long. But when I got into that flash mode, it was easy to do. other people come in and they say, my goodness, you have a lot of things going here. And I say, yes, that's true. But isn't it wonderful? It doesn't bother me in the least. When I have the moment to give it attention, I give it absolute attention. And when I give it absolute attention, it is like a vision that is completely completed. It is completely fulfilled. And it's a wonderful adventure. It's a wonderful adventure. Do you have visions that you tell people about and then they never come true? Do you have visions that you tell people about and they offer you so many suggestions that it makes you think, why did I even start it? Do you have visions that you are sharing with your loved ones, and your loved ones, out of great concern and caring, turn to you and say, you always have such wonderful visions, such wonderful... I'm going to be interested to see what you come up with as you carry it out. Oh, you are so intelligent. You are so wonderful. I'm going to be just delighted to see how you bring that out and how you manifest that and how you fulfill that and how you put that together. Oh, you're so creative. Wow. Isn't that the kind of advice and suggestions that we dote on? Isn't that the kind of advice and suggestions that we know how to give ourselves, that we give to others in our world, not telling them what to do or how to do things, but just telling them, wow, you got such a genius. I'm really eager to know how you're going to handle that. I wanted your advice. No, you don't want my advice. You don't want my advice. What you're doing is you. It is you. It's something that represents you. It represents who you are and what you're doing. So go for it. Go for it. And I think to myself, I am a good creator. I am. How wonderful. How wonderful to be a good creator and create people telling me that my ideas are good. How wonderful it is. Think on these things. They're quite significant. They're quite important. They're really something that are turning on in our life. And as you're ready for it, then it's ready for you. Dream your dream. Have your inspiration. Have your vision within yourself. Carry it out within yourself. And when it's ready to unfold, let the world see the vision unfolded right out of your heart, soul, and being. Have a lovely day. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.